Simin Reshu Dalid and the halachas of the sugya of Kedima v'Rochi. Mechaber says, Reshu Dalid, b'chol bracha shem ba'azkar shem ha'malchus, ein ha'bracha. V'imdilig shem ha'malchus, yachza v'yivarech. V'kilo v'idilig yalativ ha'sa'orilom levad, tzarech las levarech, temelech levad, ein ha'malchus. This is the machlokes we saw in the Gemara. We pass on the Kavir Chanon, that kol bracha shem ba'malchus, shem u'malchus, ein ha'bracha. And it's not just Malchus, it means Melech HaOlam. The Shaila is, Lamaisa, which words in the Bracha are Ma'akev B'Dieved? So interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah does not discuss Baruch. He does not discuss whether or not you have to say Baruch in the Bracha. L'chara B'Pashtas, if you don't say Baruch, then it says Nishkem Baruch. Even though it is a Shevach to Ribbono Shel Olam without Baruch. The truth is, in the last Siman, Rishud Gimel, Sifkot Nutes, the Mishnah Berurah says, that when you're listening to a bracha, you have to hear all the words. Ein yetzi dechavosi b'shmias habracha filu yana amin, elim kein shoma mitchilosa v'atzeifa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'hainu gam tevas baruch shebitchilosa. Also baruch, d'loy odif m'mivarach ba'atzmai, kish medalig, eiz the teva m'ikra habracha, d'loy yetzi dechavosi. He says mefurish that you're not yetzi the bracha if you didn't hear the baruch, because you can't be better than the mivarach. V'meila, it's mevur that the mivarach has to say also a lashon of the word Baruch. Ato, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avalim Dileg Tevas Ato, Einem Akev Diyeved. It's interesting, he doesn't bring down, he brings down Dibri Chamudis, but the truth is it's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, it's Machlekes in the Gemara, what Baruch is, what words you have to say. Rava says, Tzorach Loimer Gam Ato. Now it doesn't say whether or not it's Ma'akev Diyeved. The Ritva, in Hilchas Brachos, in Perek Vav, brings it down, Ois Yud. He brings it down, you have to say Ato. The ready Mur on the bottom, that L'chero, the Magia, that it doesn't say whether or not it's Ma'akev B'Dieved. The Maestro Yerushalmi says that Tzorach Loimar. Can you read the Din L'Chatchila, it's not a Din B'Dieved? If you look at the Ritva there, he says it's a Soid, who's Soid Godol, he tells you. That which you have to say Ato. If you look at the Rajbo speaks about it in Chedush HaGodol, it's what Indian of Ato. Every bracha we start, Baruch Ato Hashem, we're Kilu Noichach. We're speaking to Ribbono Shel Olam. Baruch Ato, speaking to Ribbono Shel Olam. And then we switch in the middle. Asher kidishonu b'mitzvoitov. Then he was makadishas. We don't say asher kidashto mitzvoitzecho. Kidashtonu b'mitzvoitzecho. We don't say that you were makadishas. It switches in the middle. Soid godol. I don't think the Rashba says Rashba says alpinigla what they need is. But it's mashma. The mashmois is from the Ritva a little bit that in Echram. Itaki is ma'akiv. It's a chilek ikari in the brocho. L'maisa gepaskins in. In the Mishnah Berurah, like the Divrei Chamudis at the beginning of Perek Araya, who says that it's not Ma'akev B'Dieved. Shem Hashem is Ma'akev. Now, you don't have to say more than one Shem Hashem. So you don't have to say, even if he didn't say Elokeinu, as long as he said the Shem Hashem, that's fine. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says as well that any, in the Sharetzim, that any of the Shemus Sheinin Mechokim, which is the Sheva Shemus, Shem Avaya, Shem Adnus, Elikim, Elika, Kel, Shakai, and Tzvokis. If he says any one of those, then he's Yitza. Ramaisa Ramaisha, Paskins that you're talking about Yitza. Ramaisha in Chilak Dalet, Simin Mem, Ois Chav Zayin, the last tshuva there, a bunch of small tshuvas, and the last tshuva there, he says that L'chur, you're not Yitza. He says we don't find that has the shame, it has the din of shame, when you get to Bracha, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's not loy odif mi rachmana. We'll get to that in a minute. Exactly what the halacha of rachmana is. Does rachmana have a milah of a shame of a kadosh bracha with niasmai? Is it after when you say the entire bracha in aramis, then you can say the lashon of rachmana? But to just stick in rachmana in the middle of a bracha, can zayin that doesn't help. If somebody was maskir any one of these shemais, that would be enough. And you have to say Melech HaOlam. You have to say Melech HaOlam as well. That is also Ma'akev, as Mishnah Berurah says. Now, this is very Negea also, even if a person himself is Makbid, but very often he goes to somebody else's house, and that person is not as Makbid, and sometimes they swallow words. I remember once a guy told me after Shacharis, he says, I don't have to eat breakfast this morning. I said, why? He says, I'm full. I already swallowed so many words during Chazaras HaShas. I don't have to... But there are people that are like that. There are people that they talk, they don't, they skip words. And if you're being Yetzi, with them, then in a chanami, it's a chasaran. The same words that are ma'akiv when you say is also when you hear from him. The male of Mishnah Berurah says in Simon Kof Kof Dalad, when he's talking about Chazor HaSashat, he says if you're going to hear from somebody, you don't know whether or not he's going to say all the words, then you have to say along with him. You have to say along with him. Now this is very negative. You go to somebody's house and he says Kiddush and he misses a few words in the bracha. He says whatever it is. The halacha is that you should make the bracha yourself in a chanami before. And now you should do it in a way that you're not going to embarrass the guy, obviously. But or hamaitzi, if he swallows a few words, then and you didn't or you missed it, then in a chanami you should be mavarach for yourself. Hamaitzi lechem in the art. Is it okay if he's holding the kreis and you don't have your own? The ba'etim if you're going to get Kiddush. And can sign that it's okay. That's as long as you're going to be lecher. The pashas, the kiddush has to be made on a kreis. At least the brei priagofen. At least the brei priagofen you could make on in a chanami. Taka wouldn't be so pasha that you'd be able to make the regular kiddush. But let's say hamoitzi, you could aimer something like that. That would be better. In such a case where you know that you're going to such a person's house, then when they ask you, does anybody want to make kiddush, then you say yes. Or you say the minig is my minig is that I make kiddush. That's your minig. Anytime that you don't hear from anybody else, that's it. That became your minig. Okay. Whether it's makav b'diavad or not, the question is. But in chanami lechera, it's better. Also, the same thing like we said, kokama that you have the yichurlis to have to be yaitzi yourself, then you should be yaitzi yourself as opposed to be yaitzi with him. Now. The Mishnah Berurah brought down here, the Sharat Tzion, Le'igara Zemi Tevas Rachmani. He says that the Shemais She'enam Nimchokim are Le'igara Mitevas Rachmana. And we know the Rachmana that you could be Yetzi Dechevasai. There's a big shayla in the Paiskim. What's the story if it's true that you could be Yetzi with Rachmana? A bracha, we saw it in the Gemara, Baruch Rachmana Marad Haipito. That you could be yaitzi your chayvas bracha with the shem Rachmano. Then lechera, since it's not a problem to say Rachmano stamazai, it's not a iser of haskar shem shemayim levatala. Then lechera, you have an eitzah for any time they have a savik bracha. Any time you're not sure if you have to make a bracha, so say Rachmano instead. That way, al atzah that you're mechuyiv your yaitzah, that's mefurush gemara ikmano. On the tzah they're not mechuyiv, Rachmano is not a problem. Say Rachmano 100 times a day without a problem. Lechera, it's not an issue. Of Asgar Hashem Shemayin Levatal. So the truth is that in Echamim, the Aruch HaShulchan says that this is brought down the Pnei Yeshua is mitzad this in the Sugyo, and the Aruch HaShulchan goes like this, Halacha Lamaisa, and he says, even though I saw Kama Vekama, Gedoilim Shomru Sheinu Yetim Azeh, Leinir Devreim Klau. He says that they shouldn't do this, Leinir Devreim Klau. He says, Lamaisa, Lachor, this is good Eitza, and he says, Kama Vekama Pam, he did it himself. He himself did it any time that he had a suffix with water. Very often with water. If you're not thirsty, you're not supposed to make a bracha. That's what the Gemara says. See, Nimer Tashem at the end of the parak. So what do you do if you're not sure if you're thirsty? You don't know if you're thirsty or not thirsty. Should you make a bracha? You shouldn't make a bracha. Once a Rav asked me, he told me, he says that he's a magachir, and he has to drink a lot because his mouth gets dry. But a lot. So he drinks seltzer. So once I know, what's the story with seltzer? Seltzer have the same din as water that you make a bracha only if you're thirsty. Or no, seltzer, you bath him, your nana, all it is bubbles. Carbonated water. It's bubbles together with water, but there's nothing else but him. What din does it have? See, the suffix every time. So what do you do? So make a baruch rachmano. Get out of the shalom. The issue is that Rikiva Eger and Simon Chofei, Betzim, he brings Shal Tshuva Simon Chofei and Chassam Sofer in the beginning of the Dharm, even though they bring down, the Marsham brings down a Maisa, that the Chassam Sofer Lamaisa was noig to be make with rachmano. However, they both say, Rikiva Eger and Chassam Sofer, they say that it's different when you're saying Rachmana by itself or you're saying it teich bracha. Once you're saying it in a bracha, then you give it a chashivas of a bracha and it has the din of Asker Hashem Shemayim Levatol. Rachmana by itself, we don't say that that's kilos yibi ma'asir Hashem Shemayim. However, Rachmana, when it comes into a bracha, then it gives it a certain choymer and therefore it has a matbe of a bracha and it's a chashash of Shem Shemayim Levatol. Where do we see such a thing? Just the mashal, the mod of redeem. The Chai Adam declares, he says, what's the problem to wake up in the morning and say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikinu Melech Ha'olam, Shakon Yevedorim. What's the problem? I'm being Mishamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I know a lot of people that say, Koriban Ha'olam, they say with the Shem Hashem. You're Mishamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koriban Ha'olam, Ve'olamayel. There's no problem to say Shem Hashem. As long as it's Shevach Ve'edot Ribbon Hashem, there's no problem. So if I want to Mishamech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, thank you, Ribbon Hashem, for creating such a wonderful world. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elikinu Melech Ha'olam, Shakon Yevedorim. What's the problem? says you could say Hashem Ator Hu Hashem Leikenu Melech Ha'olam Shakol Barol Shakoni Abedvari. He says you could say that 100 times a day. If you're being Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu without the Baruch, then it's not a time problem to be Mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of a sudden you stick in a Baruch at the beginning of the Baruch, all of a sudden it changes it to a Chaymer. That's what the Chayadim Nishmas Adam in Simin Hey says. And what's the pshat? The pshat is because once you give it a Baruch, then it has a matbeah of a Baruch. Chazal gave a Baruch, a certain matbeah, that now it has a chashivas of a Baruch that could only be recited in certain times, in certain places, in scenarios. And Mamela Kokama, that you're going to be Mevarech this Bracha, not in a place that Chazal or Keveya, you're Mishaneh from the Bracha, that from the Kvius that Chazal gave. That's considered a Bracha Levatala. That's a Skor Hashem Shemayim Levatala, because it has a Matbeah of Bracha. You want Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's not a problem. But to be Mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a Matbeah of a Bracha that Chazal said that it's supposed to be recited only in certain cases, in certain instances, that already has a chimer of a bracha levatola. Al derech zeh, we find that Rachmano. Rachmano, you could say without a problem 100 times a day. All of a sudden, when you say it as a note of the chayva, then it gets a certain chimer, and it's a problem of a bracha levatola. Even the Chavazdas goes with this. It's just a fascinating Chavazdas to mention. The Chavazdas says in Simen Kuf Yud, in Hilchos Klal Yisrael Sveikin, he says in Yoridea, Chavazdas says as follows. He says when you're saying something that be'etzim is not a problem to say, but if you say it al derech chayva and you're not mechayiv, then it's a problem of askar Hashem Shemayim Levatol. The Meili says that to say Shema, to be yoytzi de chayvas Shema, if you're not be'etzim chayiv in it, he says askar Hashem Shemayim Levatol. What do you mean? What are you doing? All you're doing is saying psukim. What could be the problem? Says Chava says no. To say the psukim, to say the Shema Havaya, even though if you wanted to just say Shema to kikur batero, it's not a problem. You could say it the entire day, from the morning to the night. But you sing al derech chayva. Now you want to be yoytze your chiyuv. You can't be yoytze your chiyuv. It's a shaila of a askar Hashem Shemayim Levatala. If you want to be yoytze your chiyuv,
can you make it tonight?
Can you make it tonight? That gets into the shaila b'chol. Whether you can make it tonight, you can get the shema. Well, then that's can you make it tonight? Might say that's kiveger. You can make it tonight. Shaila is, can you be makabel omar Shemayim al tonight? That's the what? If you're. Can you do that by Rachmana? Can you do that by Rachmana? It's a question whether or not you could do that by Bechlal, whether or not tonight works by mitzvahs. That's the Shal Bechlal, whether or not tonight works by mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, holds tonight, yesh lain. It's interesting because Kriyeger holds you can't say Rachmana, but he holds you can say it tonight by Kriyeshma. Good Cheshma. Yesh lain. What's that? Everybody argues in the Chavaz Das. Most of the people argue. No, we don't go that with Lamaisa. But in economics, to say a bracha, to say rachmano, if it's not in a bracha, it's not a problem. But when we're not being yitzir chayva, it is a problem. Just one last thing, al tzkishmak, it's the Oilam was on this a little bit, so I'll mention it. What happens if you made a bracha, and now you hear a bracha from somebody else? Shemeya koina, is that a problem with bracha vatol? So it could be selling the same nidun. If you're kavana to be yitzir, then it could be that it's a shayla of bracha vatol. That's something the Mishnah Berurah clears us in Hilchos Sfiras Ha'omer. In the Sharetzin, it brings down such a suffix. But if a person, it's a big chiddush. Lamaisa, you're not saying anything, but you want to be yaitz with his bracha. So I already made a shakal on Yabadvari. Now I want to listen to this guy who's making a shakal. So, and it's kilos if I'm saying it myself. L'chor, it's going to be a shayla of a bracha levatala. Also, with that, Pashtas, Lamaisa, L'chor, we're not going to say that it is. But, what? Kedusha, that's the same shayla kedusha of what does, is it considered a hefzik? Is it considered a hefzik? How do we done Shemei Koina? Yeah. That's the machlokes that Tesis brings down, Daf Chafaf, yeah. That's with Lamaisa, what's Lamaisa with Rachmano? So the truth is that the Mishnah Berurah is misyachas to it a little bit in Hilchos Birchas Hadas HaYochid, in Meishir Tes. So Sharatin, in Ois Tezvov, brings down a prima godim, the Mefakfik Shaloi Lemer Baruch Rachmano, do shame. He says, the Prima Godim is really mitzayin this Prima Godim that's mitzadid that it's a problem to say Rachmano when it's in a bracha. It's a problem to say Rachmano when you're saying it in a bracha because it has the din of Hashem Hashem. Now he's not machriel amaiso. Rav Shlomo Zalman, they bring that from Rav Shlomo Zalman that a person shouldn't do that, shouldn't say Rachmano, also safek, like Rav Kiv Eger. And so Ramayisha Lamaisa in that same tshuva, in Chelek Dalet Simen Mem, he says also that one shouldn't do it. One should not Lamaisa say Rachmana as a bracha, because you're not going to toy for anything. When you're saying Rachmana in the bracha, at the end of the day, it has the choymer of Askar Shem Shemaim, and Mamela on the tzad, you're not Machoyev, it's Askar Shem Shemaim Levatol. Hagam that Lachara comes out that it's really a Tzvek Tzveko. If you have a suffix whether or not you're supposed to make a Shachal, so could it be that you're Machoyev, could be that Machoyev. On the tzad, Machoyev, terrific, your Rachmana is a bracha. On the tzad, you're not Machoyev, so it could be that Rachmana doesn't have a Shem Bracha, Klal Tzvek Tzveko, whether or not you're saying a bracha Levatol. Nevertheless, we don't do Svek Svekas. I once had such a question. I asked a Berkowitz. I said, when a person drinks a coffee, so Mishnah Berurah says that you're supposed to, the Anshei Maisa, Chassidim Anshei Maisa, they leave over Revias at the end, you should drink a Revias straight, so you shouldn't get into Svekas of a Bracha Achrino. So the Chara, you should be able to make a Bracha Achrino at the Svek Sveko. It's a suffix whether or not, Bechlal, when you drink, does it have the din? How much time do you have when you drink? Does it also have Kedei Achilas Pras? Could be that you have 4 minutes when you're drinking as well. It's not just by Achila, also by Shtiyah. And even if you want to say that Shtiyah has a different shear, it could be that if it's a hot drink, then you get more time for Shtiyah. So it's a Svek Tveko. Suffolk whether or not you have Kedei Achilas Pras, you have 4 minutes by your drink. And even if you want to say you only have Kedei Shtiyah Servias, no, drinks have a special shear. But it could be that every drink has a different shear. And the shear of a hot drink is 5 minutes, whatever it takes to drink a coffee. She says to me, and it's so pasha that when you have a svek svek, you make a bracha. The Maisa Mishnah Berurah passes nothing. Right? If you have in Reish Tezvav, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you ate a berio and you have a suffix whether or not it's a kazayis, you had a date, a whole date. That's a shayla if you take out the pit with a lachen has, we saw by the zayis. If you have a grape, a whole grape, and it's a suffix whether or not it's a kazayis. Even if it's not a kazayis, maybe it's a berio. So you have a svek svek to make a bracha achrino. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Maisa, we don't do it. Kasuva paiskim. You shouldn't be mevarch. Then we get into the shailas when we get to birchas mitzvahs. Lamaisa when we get to birchas anenin. That's what Mishnah Berurah paskins. That even by svek sveiko you shouldn't be mevarch. The same thing over here with Rachmana lachar is the svek sveiko vaskar shem shemayim levatol. Lamaisa, one should lachar. One should not do that. Rachman is not the best eitzah to get out of it, and either one should ask somebody else to pater him or eat something else that will be able to pater the second thing. That's or there's other eitzahs as well. We discussed them in Reish Tes. What's that? Yeah, he understands that it is lechatchila. We discussed that in Ayin Shom in Reish Tes Bezer Hashem Yisbarach. That's with regard to Reish Yudalev. The sugya of Kedima Bebrachis. So we saw the Gemara says, Mishnah says, on Mem Amud Beis. Hoyu lefon of Minam Harbi. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Miesh B'nei Min Shiva, Olavu Mevarech. V'chachomim Rabbi Mevarech, Aleiz Men Shiyirtza. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have a bunch of different Minam in front of you, you have, many people had the Shailah by Tu B'Shvat, and some people got the right order, and some people didn't get the right order, as I was told afterwards. The Shalas, what bracha do you make first? Says Rabbi Yehuda, the one that you're mevarach on, or which one should you be mevarach on to pater up the other? If you have a bunch of different fruits, which one should you be mevarach on to pater up the rest? Says Rabbi Yehuda, if you have min shiva, you should be mevarach on the min shiva. The Chachamim are mevarach al eizim hen shiyirtzo. The Chachamim say whichever one you want. Both mean that eizim hen shiyirtzo. So that the Gemara says, Amarul machlekes v'shabirchesei en shaveis. Rabbi Yehuda saver min shiva odif. Rabbanan Savri min chaviv adif. Min chaviv, mefurish in the Gemara, that what eiz min shiirta means min chaviv. Be mevarach on the min which is chaviv to you. That's a machlokes. If you have one bracha that you're going to make, you're going to make one brei priyates. And the shayla is, what should you make it on? According to Yehuda, make it on the shiva saminim and pater off the rest of the fruit. Mashenken, according to the Chachamim, be mevarach on the one which is chaviv and pater off the rest of the fruit. Now the shayla is a part of the shayla. Why do I have to mevarach on one more than the next? The bracha that I'm making is on what am I making the bracha on? I mean, mevarach on, I have 10 different things. I have a Tu B'Shvatish. 15 different minim, right? The Olam had 15 different minim. Now, for this 15 shiramah. So I have 15 different fruit. When I make a brei priyates, what bracha am I making on? What am I making the bracha on? One min, or I'm making all the minim? The pashtas, I'm making it on all the minim. I don't have to make a bracha on every single min that I'm about to eat. If that's the case, then my bracha is chal on all 15 rishim. It's chal also on the tamarim, and also on the anovim, and also on the mango, and also on the apples, and the oranges, and the cranberries. Those that make an eighth. And the blueberries. And just now, it's once I mentioned it already, I mentioned last time that Berkowitz told me that make a hadamba on cranberries. Lamaisa, meaning of many is to make a ha'eitz on cranberries, as of I was also before I spoke to him. That was my many. But Lamaisa, I'll pee what the Mishnah Berurah says, that if it's less than Gimel Tvachim, then l'chor you should make a hadamba. But it sounds like there's a many, that's only out to minig, and many have the minig to make a brepri eitz. If you make a brepri eitz on cranberries or craisins, continue making brepri eitz on it. Savi sa'i yitzi, either way. The shadows only chatchila, l'chor anybody that has a minig should continue. As a matter of fact, the Vizaisa Bracha in his newest Maduro switched his psak. He said, last time I said to say Adama, now I'm saying to make an eight. Ayin Shom. But now a person has five or seven different fruits in front of him. When he makes the Brei Pri eight, his Bracha that he's making is Chal on all the fruits. So what's the difference which one I'm holding in my hand? L'chor, if I'm holding, why do I have to hold the Minshiva, be Mivarach on the Minshiva, or Mivarach on the Chaviv? L'chor, the Bracha is Chal on all of them. Oh, excellent. So I want to say that there's an Indian to be Mivarech on the one which tastes the best. There's an Indian to be Mivarech, the one that you're going to eat should be the one that you be Mivarech on. That we saw when you get to be Mivarech on the Paschitin and the Pasurin, you should be Mivarech on the Paschitin because that's the one that you're going to eat first. So let me ask you, if a person doesn't have, he has a little piece of a date and his little piece of a mango. Doesn't have a shell, he doesn't have both less than a kezayis. Half a kezayis each one. Now he likes the mango better than he likes the date. But the date is Minshiva. So l'chor in this case, he should be Mavar, hold them both in his hand, and stick them both in his mouth at the same time. Do we ever find anybody that said that? Lo yishamanu. L'chor, you have the mile, you get both of them together. You get also Minshiva, also Minchaviv. And you could eat both of them together. It's mashmadenu. There's the Indian to be Mavarech on one. You should hold one and be Mavarech on that one, and patra up there all the rest of them. L'chor, your bracha is being chal on all of them. You don't have to make any new brachas afterwards. Your Brei Pri Eitz is calling all the meaning. What's the Indian to be Mavarach Dafka on this one and not on the other ones? So the truth is that we saw in the Yerushalmi said, Taisus brought it down earlier, Taisus in the Rush brought it down, that Yerushalmi says if a person is cutting bread, and the bread, as he's cutting, it falls out of his hand, the chayit that he's cutting, and it gets lost. The halacha is that if it gets lost, you have to make a new bracha on the rest of the bread that you're going to eat. The shaila is why. Why do you have to make a new bracha on the rest of the bread? L'chor, you're holding the whole loaf in your hand. Everything is chal. So you could say that if he had only had das for half of it, he didn't have das in the other half. It doesn't say that in the Yerushalmi. L'mais, the Mechaber brings down this in Reish Vav. The Mechaber brings down this Yerushalmi. And he passes this Ramaz Chalik. But the Mechaber paskins. He says, if you have four oranges in front of you, and you pick up one orange, and you've been Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mamish, with Kavanis, and you're shaking in your hand, Baruch HaDosh, and Lekinah Balach Alam Brei Pri Eitz, and the orange goes flying out of your hand, rolls down the street, into the gutter, and that's it, it's gone. But you have three other oranges. You were planning on eating all four of the oranges that were here. You picked up one of the oranges in your hand to make the bracha on, but that orange now is in the gutter. You have the other three oranges. Says the Mechaber, you have to make a new bracha on the rest of the oranges. The Ramah is Chardik. The Mechaber paskins, I'll be this Yerushalmi, you have to make a new bracha on these oranges. What's the reason why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, in the Bir Halacha, he says, because even though you had kavanah to eat all four oranges, but the bracha on the rest of them that you weren't holding in your hand only is nigrar basta the bracha that was holding in my hand. I was holding the orange in my hand, but the bracha is chal on the orange that I'm holding. Everything else is nigrar basta that orange. It gets pulled along after that orange. But if nafala yisoid, if nafala binyan, if the orange that I'm being mevarach on falls out of my hand, then memela everything else falls down also because it can't be nigrar basta the thing. It's like tafel. It's hard to say that it's tafel. We're going to see such a concept that seems to be tafel b'mshich, but it's not the ikar of what I'm being mevarach on. It's hard to say that it's tafel simply because it's the exact same min. So what is the tafel in? It's tafel in the bracha because the bracha should be mevarach on the thing that I'm holding. We saw already brought down that the Beis Yosef brought down when we passed on the halacha. You're supposed to hold something in your hand b'shas bracha. It shouldn't be over the over. You're supposed to be holding it. Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Reish Vav also to be mechaven yoser. The thing that I'm about to eat, that's what the bracha is chal on. When I'm holding it in my hand, that's what the bracha is chal on. You can ask a question that maybe I shouldn't hold anything in my hand. I might say everything should be on the table in front of me and be mevarach on all of them. The answer is, like we said, you're not supposed to, the same way by a mitzvah, you have to be holding it in your hand because you're supposed to be mevarach over lasiyasa. Say the Rishayim, the same thing by a maichel. You're supposed to be holding it in your hand, that it should be mevarach. It should be ready to be eaten as soon as you finish the bracha. And b'meila, once I'm holding something, then everything else is nigrar basa that thing. All the brachas are nigrar basa that thing. And we're going to see big nafkaminas la'alacha b'negiyas yisrael. And that is, since everything is nigrar, then only something chashiv could be gur, something which is less chashiv. But something which is less chashiv can't be gur, something which is more chashiv. Mamash nafkaminas la'alacha that come up that many people are very unaware of. Even so much so that the Aruch Hashem passes that if you made a drink, you made a bracha on a drink, then you didn't pater the food, because the food is more chashev than the drink. Now, we'll see la'alach la'maisa when we get there, Be'ez Hashem.
Can you have a mind that you want to
pater? Yeah, certainly if you have a mind, then it does pater. But without having specific kavan in mind, then according to him, it wouldn't pater. But just as you say, that Kum Tariq, that the way that it works, why don't I have to make a bracha on everything? When I make a bracha, a Brei Priya 8, why don't I have to make a bracha on every single fruit? Also, lehenes me'ilam azebulei bracha. So why don't I have to make a bracha on every single food that I eat? So we already know, since we're a little kid, you make one eighth and you pater everything out. Why? Why is that? L'chura, every time you're coming to be an eni, you should have to make a new bracha. Not only that, on every orange, you have to make a new bracha. The answer is no, that it's nigrar basar, your bracha that you're making. Everything else gets pulled along with the bracha that Brei Priya 8, it's ki'ilu, as if when I make a bracha on this, it's ki'ilu that the bracha can be chal on everything else as well. But if taka, the thing that I'm holding in my hand, gets lost, then in Echonami, everything else is gonna get lost as well. I'm gonna have to make a new bracha. Mamela, we asked, what's the nidan over here? Should I be mevarach on the chaviv? Should I be mevarach on the min shiva? My bracha is chal on everything. The answer is yeah, but the way that it's chal is that it's nigrar basa the ikr. It's nigrar basa the thing that I'm being mevarach on. Mamela, if that's the case, then I should be mevarach on the most chashuv thing and be gur everything else along. The shaila is what's the most chashuv? What's the best thing to be mevarach on? Should I be mevarach on the chaviv? Should I be mevarach on the min shiva?
Even according to Rambam,
yeah, we'll see. In this specific case, it could be that we don't have to come with the nigra because it's all one min. But the klal bechlal is true even according to Rambam. And if you have two different minim, that one is going to get pulled along, even though Rambam is masim that. When it's the same min, then it could be that over there he says that it's not that doesn't have a din. I will be mitzayin the grain. He says b'das the Rambam. He says the Rambam had a different gear, so maybe in the Gemara. But he wants to say that according to the Rambam, the second Manda Amar in the Gemara holds that the only machlekes is only when in Birchay Sein Shavis. The whole machlekes of Chaviv and Min Shiva is only when in Birchay Sein Shavis. If you are making two brachas, which one comes first? But if it's Birchay Sein Shavis, he says according to the Rambam, then there's no machlekes which one you should be mevarach on first. Because your brachas chal on both of them. Doesn't make a difference which you mevarach on. You're making one and eight on two things. What's the difference between your mevarach on? The brachas chal on both of them. Mamash, as you say. However, Rav Rishenim did not hold this way. It's only one gear, so the grain says in Reish Vav, in Reish Yudav, Sivkot and Vav, in the grain. He says, Kinira, the Rambam had a different gear than the Gemara, but he says, as you say, that you can be mevarach on one thing, and it passes everything else up. The shaila is, what does it mean that min chaviv? What does it mean min chaviv? So it's machlokes Rishen. What does min chaviv mean? Does min chaviv mean, like Rabbeinu Yoina says, and the Rosh say, that it means what is generally chaviv to you, even if right now, I, for whatever reason, I don't want to eat it? First, I want to save the fruit cup. What's min chaviv by me is watermelon. That's the min chashiv. But I want to save the watermelon that I have in front of me for my dessert. So therefore, I'm going to have the carrot first, as opposed to the watermelon. They're both Hadama. Which is the Chaviv Be'etzem? The Chaviv is the watermelon. Even if right now I don't want to eat the watermelon first, nevertheless, that's defined as Min Chaviv, and you should be Mevarach on the watermelon. Take a little bite of the watermelon. If it's for dessert, we'll see, maybe it's then it could be it's already different Suda. You don't have to. But that's the Rayon. Even if right now I don't want to eat it, nevertheless, that's considered the Min Chaviv. Now, L'chura, that's the Mashmois of the Gemara. The Gemara says Min Chaviv. The Gemara doesn't say chaviv, it says min chaviv. The min, which is generally chaviv, even if right now it's not chaviv, the grain is madai in the Gemara. The Rambam, on the other hand, says no. Chaviv means what you want to eat right now. And that's the chara, the mashmoris of the Mishnah. Al eizim ehen sheirta, whichever one you want. That's not, in other words, not what bederach klal is chaviv for you, whichever one you want now. Either one, both of them have a mashmoris. There's the chara, a machlekes in the Rishonim, what's considered, the Machaber brings down in Sefalaf Sebeis, he brings down both Shashitas. But machlokes, what does it mean, min chaviv? Does min chaviv mean what's generally more chaviv? Or does min chaviv mean what you want to eat right now? Now the shaila is, what's the maila of chaviv? What's the maila of something which is chaviv? If it's min shiva, I understand what the Mara live. It's something which is be'etzem choshev. Something which is nistav chobay Eretz Yisrael is be'etzem choshev. But min chaviv, what's the? It's just like shalim. Something which is shalim. Something which is naki. Something which is golo. Something which is be'etzem a maila in the food. It's an intrinsic maila in the food that you're going to eat. It's davar shenisham chaberet as well. Chaviv is totally subjective. It depends. Something which is chaviv to me could be that everybody else hates. So what makes it, what gives it a maila? Chaviv is something which is totally dependent on the person that's being mevarech. Where is the maila of chaviv? So the truth is that we find two different pirushim in the Rishonim. The Sefer HaParadis brings down Simen Pei Vav. He says it's actually a very, very similar lesson that's brought down by the Rambam in Kufayin Zayin. He doesn't quote it from the Sefer HaParadis, he quotes it from the one of the Chachmei HaTzarfatim. He said that it's possible that you should mevarach even before Hamayitzi, he says, since it's a dover which is chaviv. Memele, he says, something which is chaviv, it's better to be, it's a more gishmak of bracha when you connect to the bracha more. Something which you like, something which you're happy to eat now, then mamele, it gives the bracha a whole different type of bracha. It connects the person to the bracha more. Kenzan, that the mashmoyis lachar is a maila, but the maila is not in the cheftza, it's a maila in the gavro. It's not a maila in the. It's not like min shiva, which is a maila in the oichal that I'm coming to eat. It's a maila in the gavra. The mensh is. It's a better bracha. The rachmana liba boy. That the Rebbeinu Shlom. The bracha is a better bracha. Not that the bracha is a more choshev a bracha. It's the same brei priyates whether you're making on this or that. It's not that the maichal is more choshev. Everybody else thinks that it's less choshev. For you, klapi the mensh who's being mevarech, then it's a maila in the bracha. I'm happier. I'm ovala yoiser to mishabeach hakadosh baruch hu in something which is chaviv. There's another mahalach in the Meiri says, was mentioned here before. The Meiri says that when you have a chaviv, then the chaviv is kilu the ikr, something which is chaviv to you. So then, when you have a plate full of food and you have one thing which is chaviv, that's the ikr thing that you have usually. That's your ikr. As a matter of fact, the Rashi says a similar thing. He says it's not mamash ikr because then you don't have to be mevarich. Even if it was a bunch of different things, you'd be mevarach on the ikar and pata of the tuffel. But the Rashba says such a tzad by tznoin and zayis. The Gemara says you mevarach on the tznoin and you pata the zayis. In fact, the Rashba, why? How could you mevarach on the tznoin and pata the zayis? The Chor zayis has a different bracha. He says, can zayin that the tznoin is chaviv. And if it's a chaviv, it has a din of an ikar. And b'meilad, it can even pata the zayis, which is like a tuffel. Something which has a din of a chaviv, maybe has a din of an ikar. There he's saying mamish so much as the ikr that it can even patra that you don't need to make a on the tuffel. But the yisoid is there, like the Meiri says, that the maila of chaviv is that it's your ikr maichel. It's the ikr maichel mamela, that's what you should be mevarach on. It could be that that's the goof of the machleik is between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. When how do you define what the lashon of chaviv, how do you define what chaviv is? Is chaviv what's chaviv in general? Or is chaviv something which is chaviv what I want to eat right now? Something which I want to eat right now, according to the Rambam, so you could say that's your ikr. That's my ikr. That's the ikr of the meal. This is what I'm interested in eating. As opposed to the other Rishonim, chaviv doesn't mean what you're interested in eating right now. Chaviv is what in general, b'derech klal is chaviv for you. Something which b'derech klal is chaviv for you, even if for whatever reason right now I don't want to eat it, but that's l'maisa, what I connect to more. That's something which is more gishmak. That's something which is more, what would be, let's just, l'sabra is the reason, what's the nafkamina between the two pshatim? Let's say the Rambam and other Rishonim, maybe in this Mahalach also. Let's say I have something which Shirayim from the Rebbe. If I have Shirayim from the Rebbe, so now, Betzem, the Shirayim is, it's fish. I don't like fish, generally. And I have soda. I like soda. So, the Betzem HaShahakol that I'm making, I should always, in general, I like the soda more than the fish. However, now that it's Shirayim, I'm going to have the fish in front of me. Now, it doesn't give a maila to the food itself. It's a maila which is, it now became Chaviv. The chavivis is not be'etzem a chavivis over la yisur. It's not over la yisur. Be'etzem, the maila is not over la yisur. But it could be, since this is the thing that I want to eat right now, so then it has a maila. That would be l'chura an afkamino. Over la yisur, it's not over la yisur. And it's not kenzain. B'derech klal, certainly it's not over la yisur. I wouldn't be mevarach on it. However, if it's shirayim, then kenzain maybe I would be mevarach on it. So on the Mereshes Moshe, he brought down such a tzad that maybe he brought down from the Poskim. There's even in the Tashbis wants to say that if it's something a fruit which is a shechianu, also give it as a chavivas. Even if generally I don't want to be mevarach on it, but now I have a shechianu, I have a mango and I have an apple. I like apples more than mango, but mango is now is a new fruit. Maybe I'll have to make a shechianu on it. So it's more, it's chaviv now, but it's not chaviv in general. That would be the nafkamina between the Rambam and the other Rishayim. What's the mile of chaviv? The pashas of the mile of chaviv is like the, we're saying in the Sefer Paradis, that the mile of chavivus, that you connect to it more. And it's not a mile in the chefza, it's a mile in the gavro. The gavro is it's a better bracha. That's l'chura that we're saying. That's l'chura the nidun of chaviv. Allah v'anachnu midavrin. That's the case that the Rambam is saying that for whatever reason I want it now. Now it could be that the only reason why you want it is exactly you don't like it, but it's and it's shirayim from the rebbe. That's why you're eating it. But even in a case where you do want it, even in a case where you do want it, so l'chura you could say according to the Rambam, this is the svar applies to both of them. Do I look at what in general I connect to? L'maisa, it's not that I don't like the mango, right? It's not like I don't like the or whatever it is. I like them both. For whatever reason, right now I want to have this one. But in general, the food that I like better, that's what brings a smile to my face. That's what... So Mamela, each one has a Mamela. Now the Gemara says that the Machlaikis is Omar Ula. Machlaikis Bishop Birchasein Shavis. The Behuda Savar Min Shiva Odif, Rabbanan Savar Min Chaviv Odif. Aval Bishayin Birchasein Shavis, Divir Akom Mavarach Hazeh, Vachaz Mavarach Hazeh. However, if it's Ein Birchasein Shavis, you're making Ha'et and Adama, Tzrein and Azayis, Divir Akol, Mevarach Hazeh, Vahadim Mevarach Hazeh. Now the problem is that the Gemara doesn't tell you which one you're mevarach on. Mevarach hazeh, v'had mevarach hazeh. Which one you're mevarach on? So Tosfos brings down from Rashi. He says that from Rashi it's mevur that you should mevarach on the chaviv. Where in Rashi is the mevur that you mevarach on the chaviv? The truth is you don't see it here in our Rashi. If you look at the Rosh is medayik from Rashi. Rashi has a question. Rashi says, I give you mevarach on the tznoin and pata the zayis. If mevarach on the tznoin, they're going to pata the zayis. Frekta Rosh, why are you being mevarach on the tznoin? Who gave you right to be mevarach on the tznoin? L'chero, everybody holds you should be mevarach on the min shiva. Mevarach hazeh, hazeh, mevarach hazeh. There's two possibilities. Either you're mevarach on the min shiva, everybody holds you mevarach on the min shiva, or everybody holds you mevarach on the chaviv. If Rashi is entertaining such a possibility that I can be mevarach on the tznoin, that means that I don't have to be mevarach on the min shiva. Rashi asked. If I'm mevarach on the tznoin, then I patter up to Zayis. Frekta Rosh, who told you can be mevarach on the tznoin? You said that you have mevarach hazeh v'had mevarach hazeh. You have to mevarach on the min shiva. Elamai, from the fact that Rashi is entertaining such a possibility, you can mevarach on the tznoin, means that you can mevarach on what you want. Eiz men shiyirtza. L'chur etz mashma, he says, according to Rashi, that you mevarach on the chaviv. You mevarach on the chaviv. I would have thought, Agav, that Rashi is just saying, bavarning a question. Ein berach hasein shavais, mevarach hazeh v'had mevarach hazeh. Rashi is asking a question. Why is it considered ein berach hasein shavais? It's berach hasein shavais. You can make one adam and patar both of the foods. That's not considered berach hasein shavais. Yisama's Rashi is asking, you know, parenthetically, what's Maimer Musgar? How could the Gemara say it's not considered Berach Hasein Shavis? This is Berach Hasein Shavis. Make Adam and you get to both of the fruits. But either way, the Rashi is Medayik from Rashi that you're Mavarach on the Chaviv. The Tosfos says it makes a lot of sense. If we have to say that one person is Moedah to the next person, it makes a lot more sense to say that the Yochid is maskim to the Rabbim, instead of saying that the Rabbim is maskim to the Yochid. Why that is, I'm not sure. If anybody figure that out, why is it more mustavar to say that the Yochid is maskim to the Rabbim than to say that the Rabbim is maskim to the Yochid? It's less people have to be moided. L'chura, kol kama that there's a good reason to be moided, doesn't make a difference 100 people versus one person. You have a good svar to be moided. I saw the Rajba says that Samaza in the Gemara, for the fact that the Gemara didn't say anything, the Gemara says him. So, if the Rabbim would have been Moedah to Yochid, that's something which is out of the ordinary. But Mela, the Gemara should have told you that everybody agrees in this case that it's Min Shiva. From the fact that the Gemara didn't say anything, Rishus Seisim, the Pashas Mashmois is that the Yochid went like the Rabbim, which is Bistaver, and therefore everybody agrees in this case that it's Chaviv Adif. Now, the Mashmois of Tosfos is that there's no Maila Be'etzem to the Chaviv more than the Min Shiva. Right, he says, it makes a lot more sense to say that the Yochid is maskim to the Rabbim than to say the Rabbim is maskim to the Yochid. Why don't you just say that it makes a lot more sense to say that the Yishim Yivarach on the Chaviv, because Chaviv is better. Mashmois is that there's no milo be'etem. We have a question. We have a machlekes. It's chaviv adif or is min shiva adif? Now, that's the machlekes when it's birchas ein shavais. When it's ein birchas ein shavais, then everybody agrees that you do one thing. What does everybody agree that you do? From Taisa says, we could either say that the rabbin is masking to the yachid, or we could say the yachid is masking to the rabbin. We'd rather say that the yachid is masking to the rabbin, so therefore we'll say that chaviv is better. It's mashma that it's not be'etzim that there's a reason to say that yishem yivarach on the chaviv. It's just that we don't know which one. It's more mistaver to say that the yachid is masking to the rabbin, and therefore yishem yivarach on the chaviv. There's not be'etzim intrinsic milo in the chaviv. And the shayla is, if that's the case, why would Rabbi Yehuda be masking? Factory Shainim, why is Rabbi Yehuda masking in a case where it's Ein Birchas Ein Shavuos that you should be Mevarech on the Chaviv? L'chore, if Min Shiva is a Milo, then what happened there with Ein Birchas Ein Shavuos that you're not Mevarech on the Min Shiva? You're Mevarech on the Chaviv. L'chore, Kokama, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Min Shiva is better, and we pass like that even, then L'chore, we should say that even when Ein Birchas Ein Shavuos, it's Ein Birchas Ein Shavuos, we should say that Bimavana. You should say that you should be mevarach on the min shiva and not on the chaviv. Why is the Yehuda masking in this case? So the Rashi asks the question, and he says that only when you're using one bracha to patter up two foods, then there's an init to mevarach on the more chashiv. However, if you mevarach on both of the foods, so your only question is which one should you mevarach first? Kedima milsa zutrasahi. It's only a small thing. So it doesn't even make a difference. It's mivarach on the chaviv. So if it doesn't make a difference, why dafka on the chaviv? Whichever one you want. Still didn't really answer the question. So why should Yehuda be masking to mivarach on the chaviv? It doesn't make a difference which one you react to him, so why should we mask him? So you could say all that it means is to say that you could be mivarach on the chaviv if you want. You don't have to, but you could be mivarach on the chaviv if you want. The truth is that's the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Many of the Olim asked me in his Akdama. Mishnah Berurah says in the Akdama to Reshit Aleph. Not that you're mechuyev to mevarach on the chaviv. It's talking no difference in that din ekdima. And probably what you'll do is whatever you want to eat first. It's not like a din to be mevarach on the chaviv. But the Chori could have said differently. According to the way you said beforehand, it could be that there's be'etzem a milo to be mevarach on the chaviv, to be makdim the chaviv. The hainu, what's the milo of min shiva? The milo of min shiva is a milo in the cheftza. That the cheftza is a more chashiv a cheftza, and therefore you should be mevarach. If you have an apple and you have a date, be mevarach on the date, because the date is a minshin in Shtam Chavei Eretz Yisrael. The milo, you should be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the more chashiv a michael. Now, if you're making two brachas, then you are being mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Mor Chashav HaMeichel. The only thing is mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bracha should be made on the Mor Chashav HaMeichel. So I am being mevarach when I'm making two brachas. I'm being mevarach on the Mor Chashav HaMeichel. Which one should I be makdim? There's no mila in the min shiva. There's no mila in the fact that it's Nishat Yisrael. You are supposed to be mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the min, which was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mishabech Eretz Yisrael. I'm doing that. I'm just doing it second. The mila of chavivus is a mile in the gavro. The mile in the chavivus is that you connect more to the bracha. If you're connecting more to the bracha, that's a mile in the mensch, in him being mevarich, that's a reason to be makdim as well. That's a reason to be makdim the bracha. If you're only making one bracha, then make the bracha no more chashiv. But if you're making two brachas, and your question is, should you be makdim this to that, then in chanami, you should be makdim the one which is a person connect more than the other one. Dini kedima have different dinim than if you're only doing one. Just Dugma Ladava, we find this interesting Shaila that Tosfos talks about in Shabbos. Tosfos in Shabbos says, what happens when you have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. So you have three possibilities for the Haftarah. You have the regular weekly Haftarah, and you have the Rosh Chodesh, and you have Chanukah. So Shabbos gets knocked out automatically. The question is Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah? Which one should you mevarach on? Rosh Chodesh is Tadr. Chanukah is Eina Tadr. We know the halacha is Tadr v'sheina Tadr, Tadr Kodim. Says Tosfos, no. Tadr v'sheina Tadr, Tadr Kodim is only when you're going to do both of the mitzvahs. If you're going to do two afteras, do the Tadr after before the Eina Tadr after. However, if you're only going to do one after, you're only going to lay in one after, then you do the one which is more chashiv. Presuming nisa odef, he says, and therefore you should do the after, which discusses the nearest Hanukkah, nearest Zachariah, he says. But mainly you can have something which is more chashiv. Presuming if I'm only laying one after, then I'm going to do the one which is Hanukkah, which is less tadir. However, if I would be laying two afters in a chanami, which one would I be makdim? The one which is more tadir. That means in dini kedima, it doesn't have to be that it's the fact that I'm makdim, it doesn't have to be that it's be'etzem more chashiv. There are certain things that in dini kedima, you could be makdim it even though it's less chashiv. Tadir v'shein tadir, that which I'm being makdim the tadir is because since it happens more often, so therefore you should do it first. But that doesn't mean that it's more chashiv. Memela, if you're only doing one after, then you do the one which is presuming nisa odef, and you're not going to do the one which is more tadir. Same thing over here. Rabbi Yehuda holds be'etzim, that min shiva is more chashiv. But that's, if you're making one bracha, be mevarach on the min shiva. But kol kamen, they're making two brachas, then the maila of min shiva is not a maila in kedima. The maila of chaviv is a maila in kedima. That's something which the mensch connects to. It's not a maila in the cheft, it's a maila in the gavra. Something which is a maila in the gavra, then in a chanami, that's a maila that you should be makdim. It's just Yom Rosh Chodesh. Not get the Tadr and Shein the Tadr. When you get to, according to the Goyin, you only make one anyhow. So. Well, that's more chashiv in the Chanami. The Rosh Chodesh is the one. If you make two, so you need to say both of them. In America, the Taka do say both. And they say that the Tadr comes first. The Tadr comes first, and then you say the Baruch HaNafshi of that one. Chur, Imamish, Araya, that's what you say. When you say both of the Shir Shal Yom, you say the Shir Shal Yom of the regular Shir Shal Yom, and then you'll say the Baruch HaNafshi. Mashenkin, if you're only saying one, you're saying only the Baruch HaNafshi. The last Rishon, just mention, is we saw it in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mevarach Hazeh, Vahadim Mevarach Hazeh. What's Pshat? Says Taisis, you're Mevarach on the Chaviv. We asked, why is the Yehudim asking that in this case, Mevarach on the Chaviv? We give a Pshat. The truth is that the Mordechai says exactly Fakert. Everybody in this case agrees that Mevarach on the Min Shiva. If you're Mevarach on the Min Shiva first. The Rosh says, you take the Lashon Kimashmo. Mevarach Hazeh, Vahadim Mevarach Hazeh. It's what I call the grab bag. You stick your hand inside and whatever comes out. Machnesh Tais, it doesn't make a difference between Mevarach on. It doesn't make a difference between Min Shiva or Min Chaviv. Either one, you're allowed to be Mevarach on because there is no Dini Kedima Bechlal. If you're making two brachas, there's no Maila to be Mevarach one before the next. As long as you Mevarach on both of them, that's fine. And the final Shita is the Shita Zabahag. The Bahag holds that, and this is the way that the Ra'o is Masber in the Gemara, that Mevarach Hazeh, Vahadim Mevarach Hazeh, the Gemara is only telling you that you have to make two brachas. As opposed to in the Mishnah where we have two ha'etzes. You make one bracha and you pater both of the foods. If you have a tzrein and a zayis, then you have to make two brachas. Not telling you which one is first. Don't just go ahead and pater up with ha'adama, the two foods. Make two individual brachas, make ha'etz and ha'adama. Now which bracha should you make first? That the Gemara is not telling you. Zayis shteim first, that's what the Rosh says in the Bahag, and Zayis shteim first, and they're all in Nizra Sugya. The Gemara is not coming to tell you dinik dimo. Which one am I makdim lemaisa? For those of us that were here on Daf Lamed Tes, we had a maisa with bar kapara. It's mevur in the Gemara that if you have a hadama and a shahakol, even if you like the shahakol much more than the hadama, you have meat and you have carrots, and you don't like carrots so much, but carrots are hadama, and meat is a shahakol. The halacha is you're mechuyev to mevarach on the carrots first. Why? Because the bracha is a bracha which is more chashiv. It's more mevureres, which is the chera we would have said maybe fakert. We would have said a shakal nibazvari is the most chashiv bracha. You're kollel everything in the world. And then, Brepri Adama is less chashiv, but at least you're kollel Adama than Ha'etz. Ha'etz is even less chashiv. And Hagafen, that's the least chashiv. You're mevarach just on one thing. But the opposite is true. What's more mevur is more chashiv. And Mamela, the most chashiv bracha is Hamoiti Lecha Min Ha'aretz or Brepri Hagafen. You're mevarach on one specific thing. Some would say that's you say for. Anytime that you want to thank somebody, you want to... Don't just thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for crossing the street and helping me cross the street with my packages, v'chulu. It's everything that's individual, that's more chashiva, a more chashiva shevach. Memela says the Bahag the same way that we find that a Brei Pri Adama comes before a shahakol, even if the shahakol is chaviv. So too a ha'etz comes before hadama, even though the hadama is more chaviv, or can zayin even min shiva, if you say kreses chito, possibly, then says the Bahag that the halacha of the more mefurat bracha, the bracha which is more mevureres, comes before the davar which is more chaviv. Meila l'chara kumtais that we have three different gedarim b'negiat brachot. We have a bracha which is a maila in the cheftza, which is min shiva. Min Shiva is a mile in the Chefza. Godol, Shalem, Min Shiva. These are miles in the Chefza. Then we have something which is Chaviv, which is Lechur of the Pashtus, a mile in the Gavro. It's a mile in the Mensch that he connects more like the Lashon of the Pardis, of the Sefer Pardis. That it's Ovalai, Chaviv Alai, Ovalai Yisr to be Meshabech Koini on Davar, which is Chaviv. And then we have a bracha which is Chashiv Vesim. A mile in the Gavro, and it's not a mile in the Chefza. It's a chashiv. The bracha is a more chashiv bracha. A ha'etz is a more chashiv bracha than adama. Even if you don't like the food more, even if it's not a min shiva, adama is a more chashiv than a shakal. Memela says the bahag that comes first. That takes the cake over everything else. Kenzan, it's not a first in the gemara that it takes the cake over min shiva and daf lamed tes only more than chaviv. But we have a meila of a bracha which be'etzem the bracha is a more chashiv bracha. Then that's chashiv even more than the connection that the mensch has to the bracha. We have the shayla is exactly halalach lamaisa. How are we going to work out all the different things? We have the more chashiv bracha, the more chashiv bracha mitzad the mensch, and the more chashiv bracha mitzad the oichel. Which one comes first? That we'll see is the machlekes rishonim and the machlekes brought down in the Shulchan Aruch as well.